Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Matt Terrio here from Epic Real Estate, and today I want to show you how to really succeed in real estate.
This is Terrio Media.
You see, while I was going through all of the daily success reports from inside of our pilot program, and that's at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com, by the way. And I was checking people's activities, and it's really clear as to why some people are succeeding and so many others are not. And that's why we keep the daily success report, because when you track your activities and things aren't working out the way that you'd like, your business isn't meeting your expectations, it's really easy to see as to what there's to do and to see why it's not working out. And I'm going to show you a copy of this success report and then just kind of walk you through the reason people aren't succeeding and what there is to do to turn it around. And, you know, whether you're part of this program or not, you're going to find this really useful. And as I was going through all of these reports this morning, most of the people are not succeeding right now. And it's funny because those that have had great results from this program, what they've done is they've essentially moved up into other stuff that we offer, other solutions that we offer, where they're getting more support and more resources available to them. So really what's left now is a pool of people that either aren't doing the business and not doing the work, or they're just not doing it correctly, or maybe they don't know how to. It's not their fault by any means. Maybe sometimes it is. But I want to walk you through this because what you want is a clear understanding about you and about your business and how to steer your business towards that destination that you want. All right, so as I look at all these reports, this is the Daily Success Report, and it's really just a scorecard of your business. And over here on the left-hand side, we've got all of the different activities that are required to be successful in the business. These are what we call the money-making activities. These are the essentials. And then each activity is assigned a point value. And then in this column, you go ahead and you set what your daily target is, and then you just keep track of how many times that you actually perform that activity. So up here at the top is the personal development actions. And is you get to review your goals and you get some points for self-training, but just as you can see, a very limited number, because you can do your goals or read your goals all day and you know, learn and focus on your personal development. But unless that's backed up with action, nothing is ever going to happen for you. So that's a small area. But down here is where we actually get into the nitty-gritty, the meat of the business. And right here you get points for your broadcast, whether that's voicemail, if it's a text or if it's a direct mail, whatever that may be, door hanger, stuff like that. Those are your broadcasts. Then you got your ads. So you can do online and offline. You do classifieds, bandit signs, stuff like that there. And then right here is where it starts to get kind of important. This is where you're actually generating new contacts. You're getting a name, a phone number, and an email from a person that can impact your business. And you record that into your CRM and you assign them a follow-up sequence. And that's what we do inside of the program. And then right here, this is where it gets really important. This is anytime you are initiating contact. So it's a phone dial, it's a door knock, or it's just introducing yourself to somebody that can, you know, whether it's a buyer or seller or lender, somebody that can impact your business. And you can see we allow you to get up to 100 points here. So that's what that does. It's a clue. It suggests that this is a really important part of the business, is talking to people. It's a people business. And every piece of real estate you buy or sell is going to be from or to another person. So this is really important that you're talking to people. And as I'm going through people's success reports, very little talking is being done. Very little initiating of contact with people is being done. They're doing lots of stuff online. They're scoping out Zillow. They might be sending some emails here or there. They're not initiating contact and actually talking to people. So that's a problem. But down here is where it really becomes revealed as to why someone is or isn't succeeding. Right down here towards the bottom is offers presented. Okay. And you get 4 points for this. So that's a clue that this is a really important activity for you to be doing. And what I'm not seeing people write offers. And that's a problem, because you could be doing all of this stuff up here absolutely correctly and perfectly. But if you're not writing offers, you're not going to do deals. And I'm not seeing anybody write offers. You can actually do a bunch of this stuff wrong up here, but if you're still writing offers, a lot can be made up there. So typically when someone is struggling, I'm going to ask them, how many offers have you written in the last 30 days? And the answer is typically zero. I mean, ask yourself, how many offers have you written in the last 30 days? And then I'll ask after that, how many offers have you written in the last 12 months? And it's almost always a number less than 10. It's not uncommon to hear one or two. So how many offers have you written in the last 12 months? Just kind of check in with yourself. Because if you really want to succeed in real estate, you've got to, one, you got to talk to more people. But most importantly, you've got to write more offers. There's going to be a direct correlation between the number of offers you write and how many deals you do. So if you're not writing offers, I don't care what else it is that you're doing in your business. And even if you're doing it correctly and you're doing it with maximum enthusiasm and intensity, if you're not writing offers, you're not going to make any money. By the way, if you'd like to go deeper with this, then you might like to check out this free pilot program that we're working on to help people get their first or their next deal done using little to no money. And just this last week, what we did is we upped our support schedule. You know, we upped the amount of support that we're providing from once a month call to weekly get things done video conferences. So if that sounds interesting, head on over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com and you can get all the details there. All righty, so where were we? Okay, so here's what we know and here's what to do. There's going to be a direct correlation between the number of offers that you write and how many deals you do. So if you're not writing offers or as much as you know you should be, start with this. Make it a point that regardless of whatever you do in your real estate investing, make it a point to write one offer a day. Just one. That's all I'm asking. Is just do one. It's that simple. I mean, just imagine 365 offers in a year. If you did just once a day. So you've got your whole routine set up. You know exactly what you're going to do during the day. And you just wake up each morning. Who is going to get an offer from me today? That's the question to start your day off with. And if you did that once a day for a year, that's 365 offers in 1 year. And if you just got a half a percent of those offers accepted, right? And that's really a bad acceptance rate. So just a half a percent, you would do almost 20 deals a year. I think it's like 18 and a half deals a year. You do almost 20 deals a year. So how much money could you make off of 20 deals? I mean, even if your minimum deal standard was a $5,000 deal, that's a minimum of 100 grand a year just by focusing on that one simple action a day. And how many more is that? You know, 20 deals. How many more is that than what you've actually done this year? Go ahead and kind of put that number together, how many deals you have done with your previous answer to my question of how many offers have you written in the last year, and kind of compare those, right? So if you'd like, join us at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com and we can do it together. All righty? So thanks for watching. And by the way, who do you know that might find what we discussed today useful? Who do you know? Feel free to share with them, okay? I'll see you next time. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.